What's your dream?
Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
All right, it's Wednesday. You know what that means. It's Hollywood Connections. And now your number one entertainment show in the Tampa Bay area with Miss Florida Diva Yvonne Madison and the lovely and talented Dawn Reese. Here we go. Lights, camera, action. Hollywood Connections, you're on.
Well, welcome on your drive home, everybody, to Hollywood Connections. You're probably wondering, what is this show all about? And it's to get you connected in show business. That's what it is. And Yvonne, how are you today?
I'm doing good.
I know. You look good.
I feel okay.
So we usually chat for a few minutes and talk about some things that we've been doing. And our other producer, Benny Luck, he actually is in the hospital. So we've been putting out a lot of prayers to Benny. And we just went live on Facebook and letting people know his updates.
And I want to thank everybody who has responded to me and offered their help and their prayers. I really appreciate that.
I agree. And also, too, our prayers go out to Randy, and yes. He was our guest about a week ago here as well, and a great, great person, and great in the radio business. In the meantime, we have some great guests today, Yvonne. We have, Ellen Jacoby. You know who she is?
Yes, I do.
She is the number one, actually, casting director in Miami. She does Bloodline. She does all these major films. And she'll be on the second hour at 7:30.
Okay.
And then we also have some other, we have Wayne Wonders. We have got the big promotion.
Yes.
Uh-huh. This Sunday, it's going to be coming
at
over
Whiskey Joe's.
Right on the causeway
on
the here.
Causeway, yes.
It starts at 6 p.m., and we're super excited. Mm-hmm. And so we're good. And then I know that we're going to have a lot of callers calling in here shortly. We have CJ actually going to call us on the computer here from the U.K.
Oh, okay.
And he's one of our new reporters. And yes. So that's what we do. We have reporters all over helping people. Mm-hmm. And then also we have Comic-Con coming up.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. And we have them calling in, and then the manager of Whiskey Joe's will be calling in. So,
exciting show today.
I know, and more guests. And we have this beautiful girl here today, and I got to put the headsets on her so she can hear us. We were at a national pageant, and Mom can take the microphone real quick and just say hello to everybody.
Hi.
And tell us what pageant she was in.
She was in the America's U.S. Miss Scholarship Program.
Yes.
And so she was America's U.S. Florida junior tween.
Right.
So it's contestants from all around the United States, and they're representing their state or their region.
And how old is she?
She's 8.
Okay.
So she turned 8 in April.
Well, we had the pleasure of judging me and Yvonne.
Yes, we were.
Does she look familiar to you? And then judges?
You look familiar to me.
They were your judges, honey. Do you
yes, we judged you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you never know. And I said, you're here in St. Petersburg, right?
Yeah, we live in St. Pete.
Very cool. You know what we want to talk about, Yvonne? And
what's
I want
that?
You to ask her some questions. Because a lot of people, even with my beauty queens, and you'll see Alexa here pretty soon. She's my top reporter on many red carpet events to bring you the news and information to get you connected in show business. But you know what? If you're in a pageant, I like to see what you're doing with your title.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And ask her what she's done so far. She just won.
Yes. What are you doing now? You just won your title. How do you represent your title?
Yeah. You can tell about your bow.
Well, I'm giving police officers bows because the word bow stands for the word brave, outstanding, and wonderful.
Oh, that is wonderful.
Well, you know what? You're talking about police officers. We want to give our officer, Dan, he lives near us, and he is one of our Clearwater Police Department, and we just want to give a shout-out for the Clearwater Police Department that they're doing such a great job, and that's so cool. We'll have to give one to Officer Dan. How's that? Would it be cool?
Yeah.
How do you get to see the officers and give them out? You go to the precinct?
So far, well, we just started making the bows, and we went to the National Night Out last night.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was obviously a lot of, service people there, so we were able to give out a whole bunch of the bows. But the plan was to make the bows, and then also we're making cupcakes with American flags.
Oh, that's so nice.
And we're
going to
bring those to St. Pete precinct.
So. Now, you know, there's a lot. I saw that you went over. You have to put the mic a little closer there. Well, you went to the aquarium. They met David Yates over there.
We did. That was really exciting. We actually, Bailey was, we're from Minnesota originally, and she was the NAM Miss Minnesota Princess. And so her Minnesota sister queens, we had planned already that we were going to do visiting royalty. So they were in town, and we wanted to bring them there. So, they were staying with us for a week, and so we went, but she had just been crowned this national title, which was super exciting. And he happened to see her, and he just kind of was like, hey, you have a, you know, what's this sash about? And he pulled her out of the crowd, and then it was really cute because then Nathan Gamble, who played Sawyer in the movie, he's like, speech, because I said that she also won the national spokesmodel for her speech on community involvement in areas of poverty.
I heard that video that you they posted up there.
So, and then we actually went a second time because she wanted to meet Cozy, who played...
she was the lead.
She played Hazel, the little girl. And then Austin, who played Phoebe... we wanted to meet them too, and so it was just kind of cool.
Set that up, or did your director?
No, we just went to go see,
and they picked him out of the crowd because she's a title holder.
Yes,
you know.
Wanted to ask her, how long has she been doing pageants?
The day she got crowned, that was almost a year to the date.
Okay,
so only just 1 year.
And how do you prepare for such an occasion?
I can't tell you. We've never prepared. Her national spokesmodel, she learned it. She happened to just get sponsored by somebody in our neighborhood. Tom Ando, if you're listening, thank you for that sponsorship, because he paid for that optional spokesmodel. And so I had 4 days to write that for her, and she delivered it and memorized it perfectly. So that was pretty good. And then same thing with NAM. I wasn't prepared.
So you were National American Miss too?
Yeah, she was Miss Minnesota Princess.
Okay. Oh, beautiful. Wonderful.
I was on tour with National American Miss. I love Steve Mays.
Yeah.
And actually, Lauren Chapin from Fathers Knows Best. You know, now if you go to Lauren Chapin or laurenknowsbest.com, you know, now she's a minister and she's working on some things in California. But we were on tour together.
Oh, cool.
And it was really cool. I know I love National American Miss as well.
Yeah, they're both really great systems. And we really, really love now to be a part of the America's U.S. Miss scholarship program.
Do you have any plans for any future pageants?
We've only been doing it for a year, so I don't really know too much. I actually did just get the honor I'm going to be judging a national pageant this weekend. So this will be
wonderful.
Exciting and different to be on the opposite side because...
What pageant are you judging?
I believe it's America's Little Miss.
Okay. So. And that's great for you and to get out there and meet everybody.
You're going
to
get to watch and... Any tips?
Actually, we do. We're gonna do some after interviews here at this station, and we're on for 2 hours today. And I know we have a caller, Peter, who's on the air.
Rudy on the air.
Pardon?
Oh, Rudy, the producer.
Oh yes, hi.
Hi, Rudy.
Hello.
I have a hat on today, so of course I have my headphones another way. so
how are you doing?
I'm doing good.
And how's the fair coming along? It's this Saturday, right? It's a Saturday or Sunday, yes.
Yes.
Sunday afternoon.
Yes, it starts at 6 p.m. over at Whiskey Joe's. Tickets are $10, and we're going to be there. And tell us about, with Wayne Wonder, what how many performers are going to be there? When does he go on the stage?
He goes on around 9 o'clock. He's going to be on for about an hour and a half to 2 hours. He's going to do all his hits. He's looking forward to the event.
Awesome. And you know what? We're excited about you've given us some ticket giveaways, and we have Andrew that won some tickets, and some people are very excited to go. And I'm excited to have our reporters there to do some behind the scenes, Rudy. That's really awesome.
Thank you.
And how is the DJ that was in the studio with us last week?
We're going to have Kirky C, the DJ. We're going to have Freedom Sound. We're going to have quite a few DJs. Before that, there's going to be a band playing. Then the DJs will come on, and then Ray Wonder will do his performance after that.
Okay. Yes. And tell everybody it's family-oriented, so, you know, you can bring the kids. Is that correct? Because it is a beach scene.
It's a beach. It's family oriented, but there's food and liquor. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a fun evening.
And this is about the independence of Jamaica and Trinidad, something like that they were telling me last week.
Yes, it's Jamaica and Trinidad independence anniversary.
The anniversary. How many years was the Jamaica independence?
Jamaica, I think it's 54 years now.
Okay, and is Trinidad also?
Trinidad is about 45 years, somewhere around there.
Well, what we're going to do, and we want to thank you so much, Rudy, for calling in. I just sent Peter over a clip of the a little bit of the promo so everybody can hear about the Whiskey Joes.
Yes.
And so that's in the control room. Peter, I just sent you that. It's more of his promo on that. And any last words about the concert that you want to talk about, Rudy?
Well, all I want to say is that it's a fun evening. It's Jamaica and Trinidad independence, and everybody's welcome. All the other Caribbean islands and Americans and Haiti and the Bahamas, and everybody's welcome.
Good.
It's on the beachfront, and a full bar and full food and music and festivities going on.
Sounds great, Rudy.
It'll be a nice event.
Oh, that's awesome. You know, Rudy, I know people are going to be asking me about, you know, more promoters, and I know that Shock wants to hook up with you and do some beats with Wayne Wonder. He's like, oh, make sure that you ask Rudy. And I said, I'll give that plug, but I'm sure he's going to meet you. You're going to be there on Sunday, right?
Yes, I'll be there.
Awesome. And also, too, Rudy, you know, a lot of other, you know, promoters ask me, I sent you something from Las Vegas, Gene Anderson, King of the Hollywood Blues. You know, he was with the Funkadelics, and, you know, he's got a road show that he's going to take out. Do you actually help other artists as well?
Yes, I do.
Oh, good.
Good.
I know Keith was saying that. He's like, Rudy's the best. And you know Rudy.
Oh, yes. He's a Stendick family of mine.
I know. When he walked in last week, you're like, I know you.
I know you. I know you, Rudy, right?
She's family.
Yes, family.
And we love you, Rudy, for calling in. We're going to play that intro in a minute, but I'm going to get you on our sailboat so you can relax after this concert. How's that?
Thank you very much.
It's only a 37-foot endeavor, but it's a nice cruise.
Yes, it is.
Awesome. So, Peter, do you have that real quick commercial for Whiskey Joe's?
Yeah, let me just work on getting in here.
Awesome. Yes. And I know that we're going to be there as well. And, and Rudy, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Yes. All right. So that was Rudy, and he's the promoter. Well, actually,
he's a great promoter. He's done many things in this area.
I've heard
a lot of different performers.
I've heard.
He's well known.
And we're going to come back to you in a minute. And I know with Peter, is there another caller, Peter?
Yeah, we got Marty on the line.
Yes, we were just talking about Whiskey Joe's. And
okay.
Hi, this is Marty. This is Dawn and Yvonne. How are you?
Hi, Dawn. It's Nancy McBride.
Oh, no, it's Nancy McBride.
Hi, Nancy.
Well, we're glad you called in. I know we have a couple people that were waiting to call in, and we're waiting for the manager, of course, of Whiskey Joe's as well. And Nancy, tell us what you're doing.
I am working on a couple of things right now. Heading to Women in Film and Television Mixer. And so if anybody's in the Florida area, we have branches all over Tampa, Jacksonville, Orlando, Daytona, as long and as Miami, that we do mixers at and networking events throughout the different, you know, times of the month. And then I'm also working on a documentary right now, and it has to do with a sensitive subject, which is Pulse. Everybody in Orlando knows Pulse, the situation that occurred. We're currently looking for survivors of the incident as well as families of the victims for an international documentary production company who's coming into Orlando at the end of the month.
Oh, nice.
That's good.
Yeah, so they want to interview and talk to them, and basically another part of their documentary is they're looking for somebody who's experienced sexual shaming. And so if anybody's experienced that, I'd like to be able to give them my info to contact me. That's in the obviously commutable to Orlando area. So that they would like to reach out and talk to them and interview them as well when they are in town.
Okay.
That's good.
But, you know, also, too, Nancy, you have a lot of independent things that come in for infomercials and commercials for all ages. And I always see there's always coming up with a post. And tell us where to get in touch with you on your Facebook, your email, as well as your phone number.
My phone number is 386 690-2237.
Okay.
I'm going to leave that solely for the Pulse documentary. If anybody else needs to contact me, you can contact me through my website at www.realkasting.com.
Okay.
And it's Real Casting at Facebook, Real Casting at LinkedIn, Real Casting at Twitter, everything else. But real, that you can get me there through the website.
Oh, okay.
I want to ask you a question. Have you started doing any filming for the documentary?
They are actually, they're international right now. So it's sexual shaming. And, when the Pulse, situation occurred, mm-hmm. they wanted to, include them in their documentary. So they're actually internationally in the Mid East right now.
Oh, I see.
Doing, some filming on some other situations that have to occur with the sexual shaming.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Their goal is to bring light to the subject and how we need to basically be more humane with everybody of every gender of
yes.
and everything. They're mm-hmm. just trying to bring it into the open and say, hey, look, we need to fix the situation.
Right.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Well, we thank you so much, Nancy, for giving us the casting minute.
Yes.
One of our casting directors that is from Orlando. And thank you, Nancy, for calling in. We need to get you to the studio here soon.
Yeah, just let's make it happen.
We will. We it's
will.
Up to you. Get down
yes.
here.
Clear water.
God bless. And that's what Hollywood Connections is all about. Thank you, Nancy, for calling in.
All right, bye.
Thank you. God bless. And then we have Alexia. She drove all the way from Orlando, and we're going to share mics today and say hello.
Hey, everyone.
Are you excited about Comic-Con this weekend?
I'm super excited to be there.
Well, you know, she's one of our top beauty queen reporters, and people go, what is a beauty queen reporter? And I've judged pageants my whole life, and, you know, I came up with an idea. You'd audition by video, you go out, and then you train with me, and then you're on the red carpet and helping you out. And you have some great news, because you've been on some red carpet events, many, for the last 7 years.
Yes.
But you just got a movie deal.
Actually, I've gotten casted in a movie quite a while ago, but I'm like good to talk about it now. So I'm going to be in this movie called Heavy Metal. It's by Miss Jennifer Dawn and Miss Betty Dravis and Forbidden Tears Productions. We're going to be going in Arkansas the 19th to be filming this film. And I'm super excited because now we have a producer on board named Mr. Armand. And he worked in Tom Hanks' first debut in Hollywood, and it was his first directorial debut as well, and it's called I think it's called He Knows You're Watching or something, and it's
okay.
a horror movie in, back in the 80s, so he's a really big producer and we get to work with him, so I'm so excited for that. The movie's going to be like a short horror movie, and I'm really excited to be in it.
You know, somebody asked me, one of my friends in the business, he's like, you know, and hold on if you're driving, because I said, I bet she can do this. I bet Alexia can give, they said, if she does like some of the horror movies, can she scream? One director said, you know, let me look at her, can she actually scream? And we, I guess we want to hear a scream. All right, everybody,
right
cover your ears. I would say, give us, like, if you were auditioning, what is your, like, scream of horror?
Oh, my God.
Have you ever had to do that? A director just asked me about that.
I have had to do that before for a movie.
Well, let's hear. I'm going to say action.
Oh, okay, drivers, beware. Don't get in a ride.
All right, action. 3, 2, 1. That's a scream.
That's fabulous.
Uh-huh. It must have been Elvis.
It depends on like how bad you're getting murdered or scared. I always love doing that. That's so, oh my gosh.
But you know what? That's are you interested in acting or commercials?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you tell everybody
she
who you are.
A Colgate commercial.
I do.
Can you do one for us?
Sure.
Okay, I'm ready. Action! You're on the radio. You're actually on 5 radio stations and live on the internet. You're on. Say,
okay.
Here we go. No dead air time. They're driving. They're like, I'm gonna change
my
the station.
My mom is constantly nagging me to do my chores. It's always Bailey Tapia. Clean your room, take out the trash, and don't forget to brush your teeth. It's totally annoying, but I have a secret. With Colgate for Kids, I actually like brushing my teeth. And it has the bubblegum flavor that I love and the cavity protection that mom loves. That's one chore that I don't mind doing. Just don't tell my mom.
That was adorable. That was great.
Well, you know what? So you're going to be here with us for about 2 hours as well. We have other guests. That
yes,
is lovely.
That was wonderful. It's good to start off young in the acting field.
It is. Yeah. And you know what? We actually have Ellen Jacoby. She's a top casting director for TV and film. And I'm going to read her bio here in just a minute. But, you know, it's really exciting. Do you have any questions, ladies, for anybody here? Anybody have a question while we're sitting here chatting together?
Only questions about who?
Well, about this weekend. About Are you excited?
I'm so excited. I get to attend a convention, MegaCon. This is my first time going to Comic Con. So that's exciting. Have you attended a convention like that?
I've done the one in Orlando, which was really cool with Vivica Fox and William Shatner from Shawshank Redemption. Is that right? Yes.
Yes.
And yes. We're going to be working on them to call in. But you tell us the stars that are going to be there.
Oh,
you've already done your research.
I can't. There's too many to say. But, you know, what one thing I'm really looking forward to is not only the stars, but getting to see all the creativity from people dressing up for the conventions. Like, I had no idea, like, how big people dress up into, like, the anime and, like, you know, the details and for, like, the superheroes. And, you know, when you get to talk to them and ask them about it, you appreciate how much time and effort they put into it. And sometimes this is their job, you know. They get paid to do this impressionations and dressing up. So it's really cool. I mean, they're getting paid to have fun and dress up as their favorite people.
Okay. Okay.
I want to ask you a question. What is the character that you're going to be playing?
Okay, the character I'm going to be playing is a girl who's like a punk rock kind of girl. I think my character's name is Mindy. Mindy. And she and her mom are moving into a new house, and I can't really say what about, but her attitude is like she likes heavy metal, which is the name of the movie.
So you're a young girl.
Yes.
You have your script yet?
Yes, we do. It's mostly going to be improv, but we do have a short script, and then from that we're just going to improvise. Which is
I like improv.
Yes.
Because you can really get your point across, and it's never the same.
And it's original, too.
Yes, it's every time it's a different...
Yes.
Yes.
It's awesome.
But it's good.
It's
yes.
really fun. I enjoy acting. It's been a while since I've done an acting role because I took a break, and when I found out I was casted in it, I got so excited. And I also got casted in another movie called The Bailey Case, I think it's the fourth one to it. I'm going to be in Table Read for September, that we're going to do that as well. Mm-hmm. And one of my characters is like a hard character.
So I'm going to ask you for your autograph.
Okay. I know. But you know what? As a reporter, and I know we have, is Carrie Brown on the line? We're going to go right to her in just 1 minute, Carrie. I know it's almost 6:30. But you've had so much fun on the red carpets from all the film festivals and everything. And we've played some of your interviews. We're going to start playing more interviews as well. And anybody that's on the air that's calling, please jump in and ask them a question. It's very important. Peter, let's go to that commercial for Whiskey Joe's. We're going to try to get Whiskey Joe's on the line with Marty over there, but in the meantime, you know, after Carrie's interview, let's go to that commercial for Whiskey Joe's and Wayne Wonder.
Hosted by me, yours truly, Wayne Wonder, Sunday, August 7th at Whiskey Joe's Beach. Gates open at 6 p.m., so make sure you be there or be nowhere. Music by Poison Dart and Matrix Entertainment. Make sure you wear a collar and bring your flock, because it's gonna be crazy. It's gonna be loud, loud, loud. Make sure you be there.
Okay, and we're back. And we have Carrie Brown from Las Vegas with her amazing guest. Carrie, how are you?
Yes, hi. How are you today?
Oh, we are fabulous.
I would like to conference in, Charlie. I was doing it, and I got disconnected. If that's all right, I can get her on the line.
Oh, okay. That would be great. Let me tell everybody who Carrie is. She is Miss Entertainment Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. She has managed talent. She is actually has a final showcase with Barry Gordy's daughter, and that's actually Sherry Gordy. And she has some artists herself, and she is bringing the best of the best to Tantalk Hollywood Connections.
Yes.
And also, too, is we've got some things in the works that she's going to announce very soon. And I know, Peter, that you want to announce who your guest is so Peter can get her song ready?
Well, her name is Charlie Starr, and she is phenomenal. She had the opportunity to do Sherry Gordy Presents, and I was just captivated by what she brought to the stage as well as her talent.
Right, and yes. She has two songs. You remember the songs that we're going to play for her?
Do I have the list of the songs? Well, no, I don't. I just sent them in. I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Okay, so we're just getting everything set up. Is she on the phone yet?
Well, you know, she should be calling in now because, like I said, I had conferenced her in and got disconnected, so I recall back and asked her.
Okay.
But she should be calling in right now.
Oh, very cool. So Carrie is in the entertainment industry. Now, Carrie, you know, while you're on the phone, I've got two singers here, you know, that are in the house with us. And Alexia, and what would you like to ask Carrie? She's been in a management forever.
Yes. Yeah, so I would have to ask, what is your toughest part about being in this kind of business, and what is your most favorite thing about being in this business?
One of the toughest parts, I think, sometimes is just trying to make it work.
Right.
You know, because you want everybody to be on the same page, and everybody's views and opinions are not yours, especially when you know what's going to work, and you try to make it as simple as possible. What I love about the business is seeing other people being afforded the opportunities that maybe they've never had the opportunity to do before. So I love working with the entertainers and the artists and giving as much constructive criticism to help them as they move forward in their careers.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, and also, can Alexia sing something for you off the cuff when I put her on?
By all means.
And also, too, we're going to be getting ready to do her song, Here We Are or I Feel Good. So we'll be playing either one of them. I think Peter's going to get those up for us. He's got it set. So, Alexia, give us something so people can hear your singing, because we may have you at one of our talent shows as well.
All right. I'm singing Set Fire to the Rain by Adele.
Okay, excellent.
I let it fall, my heart, and as it fell, you're all still claiming. It was dark, and I was over, until you kissed my lips, and you saved me. My hands, they're strong, but my knees were far too weak to stand in your arms without falling to your feet. But there's a side to you that I never knew, never knew. All the things you say, they will never chew, never chew. In the games you play, you would always and always win. But I set fire to the rain, watch it burn as I touch your face. Well, it burned while I cried, cause I heard this screaming out your name, your name. Thank you.
Wow. And Alexa, awesome. Tell everybody how old you are.
17.
17. And also, Carrie, is she on the line yet?
I'm trying to find out now.
Okay, in the meantime, let's go to her song, Peter. Yeah. We're going to play Here We Are. And let's play one of her songs, and we'll play the other track in just a minute. And enjoy this music. And we're going to tell her bio when we come back of this amazing lady.
Thank you.
You want to read who she is when she comes back?
Walking around with a frown low, could understand the brother because he was so intense. He knew he loved me deep within, but he wouldn't tell me because I was a married woman. Y'all understand? And I had designs and he had designs, but our designs were stopped. So to the forefront comes the problem. How do I get out? Yeah. Just too deep.
Okay, we're going to come back, and I know Carrie's holding while we play Charlene Starr, as, her bio. But I know in the meantime, hold on for a minute, Carrie, until she comes on the line.
She should be on the line.
I'm here,
Charlie. I'm here.
There she is.
Okay, I need to put you ladies just on hold for a minute because we were behind on 1 second because of the big concert this weekend, Whiskey Joe's, right? We have Marty on.
Hello.
Hi, Marty.
Hi.
I know we were on hold. We have our Miss Entertainment from Las Vegas, Nevada, and she works for Sherry Gordy, and she's got her own artist, and we're playing their music. And
fantastic.
Thank you for taking a moment, and I missed you the other day, but we're super excited to work with you over with the concert, you know, with Wayne Wonder this weekend.
We're really excited about it. I'm happy to have the opportunity to bring somebody of his caliber to Whiskey Joe's.
Oh, for sure. And mm-hmm. I also talked to Christine over there. I love her. You've got a great event and marketing person, and we were talking about doing some live remotes over there for, you know, we're on 5 stations.
Right. Yeah, and, I heard that. Yep.
Yeah, so we're really, and hopefully you got everything, and I'd love to meet with you. Are you going to be there on Sunday?
Absolutely. I wouldn't miss it.
Okay. And also, we're going to get a rundown of the food and the specials that you have. And we're going to start announcing your special of the week on the show. How do you like that?
Oh, fantastic. I'd appreciate it.
Okay. Well, we just wanted to shout out to you and thank you so much for calling in. Any last words that you want to talk about Whiskey Joe's and where it's located?
Well, like I said, we're in Tampa. We're located on the Courtney Campbell Causeway. We've been here at this location for over 9 years. We do reggae every Sunday, and like I said, the opportunity to have Wayne Wonder here just bumps us up to the next level, and we're really excited about it, and I can't wait for the show on Sunday. It's going to be great.
You know how many guests that call in from Las Vegas that want to perform at your place, and I'm going to have to talk to you about that as well.
Well, that's something we could talk about down the road, absolutely, for sure.
I agree. We got one of the Funkadelics, Gene Anderson, King of Hollywood Blues.
Well, you know, this is a really special property here in Tampa. You know, we're on the beach and, you know, right on the water, the fire pits, the great tiki stage that we have. It's something special that Tampa could be proud of, and I'm happy to be a part of it.
Well, we thank you so much, Marty. I look forward to meeting you on this Sunday at Whiskey Joe's, and that's for Wayne Wonder. And thank you so much for taking a moment out of your time to call us.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you. God bless. Okay, bye-bye. Now we have our star reporter, and she's going to give just a quick bio before we introduce this amazing woman with Carrie Brown.
So I'm reading here on this amazing bio about Miss Charlie Starr, and from what I've seen of it, she seems like a wonderful star and a wonderful person. I see that she gets a lot of influence from Michael Jackson, and everyone mm-hmm. knows who he is. Very jazzy music, and she learned how to play the saxophone. She went on tour by the time she was 18, and we're super excited to have her here. So let's hear her and introduce her.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, I'm here. I'm having a hard time hearing.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you hear now?
Now I can.
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry about that. How are you?
I'm great.
How are you? It's great to have you. I'm great. So can we hear how you guys are doing today and what you think of Hollywood Connection so far?
Well, I'm doing fantastic, and I think Hollywood Connection is an excellent tool maneuver, you know, artists and so many different artists from all over the world. And just have opportunity after opportunity after opportunity. So I think it's great.
That's wonderful. And I was reading a lot about you here in your bio, and I saw that you know how to play saxophone.
I think this is for Charlie Starr. Charlie Starr, are you online?
I'm sorry?
Yes, I do play saxophone. E flat alto.
Oh, do you still play?
Yeah, off and on, yes.
Oh, that's wonderful. What would you know any other instruments?
I play a little keyboards because my mom was a classic pianist.
Oh, that's wonderful. So what were you thinking when you went on tour for the first time? Like, how was your feeling and what were you expecting out of that?
My feeling was I was just totally excited and ready to hit the stage because I was young and full of fire.
Right.
And once I did the show, I learned that I really loved it. I love doing that. Live shows are really fun.
That's wonderful. And would you say today that your favorite music to play is like jazz?
Yeah, more jazz, neo soul.
Oh, pop. That's wonderful. I love soul music. Miss Yvonne, you have something to ask her?
I think I read in the background that she had gospel in the background.
Oh, yeah. My dad was on United Artists Records. Uh-huh. He was a vocalist.
Do you still do gospel music?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We go to church every Sunday and on Thursdays, choir rehearsal. Still.
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of music that we hear today is based in the gospel concepts anyway. It's just been, a little bit modernized. But if you really check it out, really, you hear the gospel in it.
Right.
Yeah.
Ask Peter Goldie for.
I have a couple that my producer, Mr. Don Taylor, did that are kind of on the gospel. And we did do a remake of How Great Thou Art.
Oh, that sounds good. Uh-huh. Beautiful. Well, a lot of the talent, they have gospel in their background, lots of them.
Yeah.
Most of them, I would say, really.
I wake up with him and I go to sleep with it.
Good. The music is beautiful.
Thank you.
So do you have any upcoming performances or anything you're going to be releasing soon?
Putting together another CD, and I'm going to be at Sherry's program on Friday. Her final show, definitely going to be there supporting because she's been a great venue to be involved with.
That sounds great.
When you say final show, exactly what do you mean by that?
For now, she's going to take care of her mom and do some things.
Oh, so she won't be doing it on Friday any longer?
Oh, I don't know. I just really don't know what
the plan
is. Oh,
you know I'm saying that because I'm coming to Las Vegas next month. And I was wondering.
She'll tell everybody Friday what's going on.
Okay, all right.
So we would love to hear whenever you get done with your making your CD, and that's great you're making it. I heard that Miss Dawn wants Mr. Peter to play your next song, I Feel Good.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so we're going to get playing on that. Thank you so much. It was wonderful talking to you. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. I had a great time also.
Thank you so much. Here you go.
You're welcome. Miss Dawn.
He said he was in love with me. Well, whichever it is, all that means he was thinking of me. And that made me feel, I feel good. Yeah, I feel wonderful. Oh, I feel so happy. Yeah, holding you.
Okay, and Carrie Brown, she is amazing.
Yes, beautiful.
Yes.
Wow.
We really enjoyed it.
And Carrie, I want to thank you so much for bringing your artist on and having our top reporter interview her. Any last words, Carrie?
Well, my last words for the day would be Psalms 37:4.
Thank you.
Yes.
Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the very desires of your heart.
That's right.
Yes. Carrie, I wanted to know, will you be in Las Vegas in September?
I'm so sorry. What did you say?
I said in September when I get there, will I be able to meet you?
Oh, of course. By all means.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it.
I want you to do a documentary.
I'm looking forward to that.
Awesome. Well, ladies, you are truly amazing and a blessing to be a part of Hollywood Connections and our Miss Entertainment Las Vegas, Carrie Brown. And have a great showcase this weekend. Thank you. With Sherry Gordy this weekend, and it's phenomenal. And
yes. Uh-huh.
And thank you, ladies, for calling in. We'll see you next week.
Okay, great. You are so welcome. Have a good day.
Same to you.
Awesome.
Same to you.
I love Carrie because she just brings in the best of the best in the music
and
the jazz and all that great stuff. Now, in the meantime, we have a doctor on the phone, and she's got a big thing coming up to Jamaica. Before we go, actually, Alexi is going to introduce who she is, our next guest. Already. Okay. That's us. Here we go. And she will be on in just a minute while she's getting her copy ready.
Okay. Ready? So our next guest is going to be Miss Lisa Baxter, and she is a doctor from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And I'm reading her bio, and she has 5 amazing children, and she is a wife. So this is super exciting, and I see that she resides in Wells, UK. That's a beautiful place. I read on here like how she has adopted 3 schools. I want to know a little bit more about that, so when we get to talk to her, I can ask her about that. And we're super excited to have her on the show today.
Okay, and let me see if she's there.
And did you say her name? What's her name?
Are you there, Miriam? Education independent and dependent. No one figure and dong. Pursue it and go get it, cause she had the right plan. Go get a personality, perfect and takes her quality. That's the type of queen when me need in my family. Graceful, courageous, her strength to make you nervous. But all she looking for is someone that she can trust. Hello, Miriam, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello. How are you?
We're super excited to have you on the air, and that's your intro. And tell everybody, we just gave a little intro on you. You wrote a book, and Yvonne's going to ask you some questions about your retreat to Jamaica and all about you.
Okay, great.
Yes. You said you're a doctor. Could you tell me what kind of doctor you are?
Well, I just received an honorary, as to say, doctorate.
Okay.
For humanities, and I also am ABD status with Walden University.
Oh.
So I have a doctorate in social psychology.
Oh, wonderful, doctor. How are you today?
I am great, and how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Tell me, what I wanted to know is about the Caribbean music that I was hearing behind you. What do you have involved with that?
Well, I wrote a book that simultaneously became a stage production, and we are working on it becoming a film.
Oh.
And what you heard a minute ago was the music by Rankin Screw out of Oakland, California, and Amoye Dixon out of Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, that's going to be the theme? That's the theme of your movie?
Yes.
Oh, wonderful.
And the theme of who I am and I just became co-author in a book called Women Warriors with Nicole Peters, and it's number 3 on Amazon bestseller. So
oh,
we're excited
wonderful.
About that. So that song basically sums up who I am.
All right, so I was reading here. Hi, my name is Alexia. So I was reading on here something about how you have 3 schools. You adopted 3 schools. Can you tell me about that?
Sure. The first school is in Nairobi, Kenya. and it's under the auspices, if you will, of Bishop Abednego. And I had the amazing opportunity to visit there a few times. I did a leadership conference and training as well as a crusade. And basically, we take resources and materials and those type of things. I have a nonprofit organization called You Enterprise, connecting the you inside of you. And we've adopted the three schools. The other school is in the Philippines, and it's under the auspices of Abrea Maverick. And we've also, now we're, Jamaica is added, and UK is coming soon. Baxter's Mountain in Castleton, St. Mary, there is an elementary school. And so basically, we provide the resources, training, and we just show up with the with some of the answers or the needs of these students as well as teachers.
And how did you get involved into something like that?
Well, I studied global community for the past 7 years, and what global community is and does with social media, it actually links those type of countries, or it allows us to cross over into other countries. And I met them, I met them on Facebook. We've known each other. Well, we developed a relationship for about 4 or 5 years. And, you know, it was a wholesome relationship, and I was glad to go over. And when I went there, it was just amazing. It changed my life.
I can imagine. I wanted to know if it's... The people that are involved in this endeavor, is it a group of ladies? Is it a group of women? Or what type of group of people are there?
Okay, well, Women Warriors are it's a group of women, and it is about it's transformational stories of love, power, and respect. So it's a community of people, again, under the auspices of Nicole Peters. And in... We started this change conference in Gainesville, Florida, under the auspices of Ellie Chisholm, and it just exploded. We went from Gainesville to Cleveland, Ohio. Steve Harvey's brother, his wife actually threw a conference, and we had an opportunity to speak at her conference about a month ago, and now we're going to Philadelphia in September, and so is growing, the community is growing, and Uniting for Change Jamaica, you know, Jamaica is getting such a bad rap with scamming and all sorts of other things, and so what we have decided to do as a community is to unite and go there with gifts. We want to go bearing gifts. We want to go bearing some of the answers and the resources, because Jamaica's still nice, man. You know, still, my father is from St. Mary. My husband is from Westmoreland.
Well, St. Mary's is where Marcus Garvey came from, too, isn't it?
Yes. We're in Castleton, near Castleton Gardens. And so it's not that the people don't want to and that they're lazy or that they just need an opportunity. They need for us, if you will, with the resources to unite and make that connection so that we can take it to the next level.
It sounds like a wonderful, wonderful project, a program that you're doing.
Absolutely. Thank you.
How would somebody get involved to help you guys out? Like, do you accept, like, volunteers, or are you ever looking for someone to help you out with your...
How could you get involved, period?
we're definitely looking for sponsors. We're looking for volunteers. I'm hosting a change, Unite for Change conference in Jamaica, and that will be January 26th through the 29th. 2017, and we can be reached at 1-877-767-1373. 77. I want to repeat that.
Yeah, repeat the whole thing.
It's Unite for Change, JA, Jamaica, January 26th through the 29th. There is a registration fee of $150, but the registration is inclusive of transportation. And what we want to do is we want to cover a few parishes like Westmoreland, St. Mary, Montego Bay.
Oh, I was at Montego Bay before.
Yes.
Yes, it was a wonderful vacation.
We actually fly into Montego mm-hmm. Bay. So there is a registration cost. The number again is 1-877-767-1377.
Nobody's watching.
Okay. I wanted to give a shout out to my buddy, Paul Murray, for introducing me to Don Reeves and Fan Talk Radio. So I appreciate that.
Well, we want to thank you also, too, as we're excited about Jamaica. And Paul Murray, Photographer of the Stars and Major Artists, give him a shout-out because he's wonderful.
Yes, absolutely, he is.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. absolutely. He's definitely helping me to spearhead most of this. And he's going to be, one of my main photographers. What we want to do is create a documentary around this so that people will, once you go there, I think what we're doing is giving women a safe venue, if you will. It's not that we don't want to travel. It's that a lot of times we haven't been given the opportunity or we don't know if it's safe or not. And so right. what we're doing is creating a safe venue for people to come through so that we'll see what it's like to live in these type of countries and we will begin to reprioritize what's really important, like relationship, family, education. We're so fortunate in this country. And I hear, we say all the time, they just need to pull themselves up by the bootstraps.
Right.
Well, I've been to Kenya. I've been to Jamaica. And what if they don't have any boots or straps?
Right, shoes, that, really.
No shoes. I mean, I went there for
Miriam,
15 days.
Can you hold for a minute? We have to go to the top of the hour news. We're going on our second hour. We're going to come right back with you because we also have Comic-Con on the phone.
Yes, please
we
stay
want to continue.
On the line.
Yeah, please stay on the line while we go to our news segment for just a minute. And our Comic-Con
Absolutely.
In Tampa, we're excited. So please stay on the line. We're going to come right back to you as well shortly. And Peter, take it away for the top of the hour news.